Hey, y'all. Go see Tammy and Crystal live on tour in Brea, California this weekend, then Bloomington and Marion, Illinois, Nashville, Huntsville, Cary, North Carolina, and the Bahamas in March. Get tickets and merch at eatmytrash.com. And go see our pal Jeremiah Watkins live in San Francisco, California this weekend, then Spokane, Washington, New York, New York, Austin, Texas, West Bend, Wisconsin, Kansas City, Missouri, and every second Tuesday of the month at the world-famous Comedy Store for Stand Up on the Spot. Get tickets and new merch at jeremiahwatkins.com. And make sure y'all check out Stand Up on the Spot this Monday, premiering at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with Josh Wolf, Steph Toliff, Kev on Stage, Dumbfounded, and Jeremiah Watkins. YouTube.com/@StandUpOTS for your viewing pleasures. Thanks, y'all. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Trailer Tales. My name is Dave Gunther.
And I'm Crystal.
And I'm Tammy. Okay, and welcome back to the podcast.
This is a regular podcast.
Yes, regular.
We do this every week, and guess what? We've been noticing heavily the likes and the comments and the subscriptions. They're going up through the roof every episode.
It's unbelievable. Every episode, we are growing. We are climbing those charts. The emails keep coming in. I mean, you guys are really invested in this podcast, and we love and appreciate you guys for listening to us.
Thank you, and keep doing it because it helps us. It helps with all those algos and all those rhythms and everything.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And the private investigator is watching, and he's loving the interaction with you guys.
The funding has been solid on this, and he has likened all the interactions, and he reads those comments too.
Yes,
he does. We are not allowed to say who he is. Nope. He's a private funder, but let's just say he's been impressed with the feedback so far.
He's been happy. Exactly. So we're going to leave it at that. Mm-hmm. Okay. And get
lips
on.
Lips are sealed.
Our lips are sealed. Okay. And we're going to move on with the podcast.
Both of them.
Yeah. Top and bottom. Okay.
And don't try to guess who he is.
No.
We will never tell.
Mm-mm.
No, we're never saying who he is.
We're sworn to secrecy.
Yeah. Don't hashtag John Stamos, because it's not
it. It's not him.
And no, we did not join Scientology for the funding.
No.
So quit guessing that in the comments.
Yeah, everybody keeps saying that in the comments. Mm-hmm. Oh, they must have joined Scientology. We did not. We can't say nothing. We signed a DNA. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we can't say nothing. Okay?
And that's a document.
A DNA is contractually binding for life. You cannot change it once you've signed it.
No, you can't at all. So anyway, how's everybody doing?
Good.
I'm feeling good about just life today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you must have just busted a nut or something. Did you?
Okay. I might have right before this podcast.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I did too. And every time I bust a nut, I just feel good about life, and I always say that. So as soon as you said that, I knew you busted a nut.
When you're in a rut, bust a nut. That's what we always say on this pod. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that should be our logo.
In a rut, just a butt.
Yep.
I mean,
nut.
In a rut, just bust a nut.
Bust a nut.
When you're in a rut, just bust a nut.
That's what you always told me, Crystal. Always.
And has it ever failed? Has there ever been a time where you're like, man, I wish I would not have busted that nut?
Getting railed never fails.
Right.
Damn. These are just coming to me today.
Wow.
I told you, I have that post-nut clarity, as they call it.
A philosopher. A philosopher is what you are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
A filler-up-osopher.
A what?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Hmm. Anyway.
You're really jolly today, and I love it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Because I know sometimes we get on to you, because we love you. And I know sometimes it probably gets you down, but
sometimes y'all knock my elf off the shelf a little.
Yeah.
Knock your boots a little.
Sometimes you deserve it. And you know you do. But I've been reading the comments. People are loving you.
Well, people are loving you girls. I mean, it's constant. I mean, I get messages in my DMs about you two.
Wow, what do they say?
Like, I get long, long messages about y'all. Mm-hmm. Like, how are you the lucky guy that gets to do a podcast with these girls?
Well,
what lottery ticket did you win?
The lottery ticket of growing up together. It's true. We grew up together.
Yeah.
And we lost touch. If y'all don't know, we lost touch for many, many years, and we rekindled a couple years ago.
It was very hard to get in touch with you on that Trailer Tales that we did like a couple years back. Yeah. It was very hard to rekindle.
Well, because I'm famous now.
Well, that's what it was. And like, you get hit up all the time by people. And then luckily, you know, a friend of a friend of a friend had your phone number, and then we reconnected. Mm-hmm. And then, you know.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are doing a podcast.
Now. Making history.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was thinking about this. We got some emails that I usually don't want to read the emails this quick on the podcast, but there's one that I've been dying for y'all to see. Is it okay if I read one?
Read that
shit. So we've been telling y'all to go email trailertalespod@gmail.com. That's tales with T-A-L-E-S. Like the stories, trailertalespod@gmail.com. And y'all been listening.
What you got?
And there's this one that just really caught my eye. This is from Alan Pichardo. Okay?
That is real name, you think?
I don't know. It has some stank on it, though. I like it. Mm-hmm. Alan Pichardo.
Sounds fancy.
Right? I'll take the 92 Pichardo, please.
Right, kind of thing? Right.
Okay. It says, "Hey, Crystal, Tammy, and Dave. I was seeing this hostess." He spelled hostess wrong, by the way.
Did he spell it like waitress hostess?
Or wait, maybe he spelled it like
hostess cake.
Like she's a hoe.
Yeah. Oh.
That's how he spelled it. Like she's a waitress and a hoe. I think he did that. You're funny, Alan. Okay. "I was seeing this hostess over the summer, and recently she wanted to come over after her shift for a quick pounding. And when we started going at it, I had her on all fours on the couch and could not believe the gnarly swamp ass I was inhaling. I tried to keep pumping and long dicking her, but the stench was too much. I felt I was going to pass out from the lack of clean oxygen. I quickly decided to spray my load on her cheeks in order to end the ordeal. My question is, how would you want someone to address you about this? Love you guys. Alan from Salt Lake City."
Woo.
Alan, damn.
Well, first off, you ain't got to address me. Okay? Because if I worked a shift all day and I know I'm about to be getting dick down, I'm giving it a quick Lysol wipe before I head over.
How many times have... Okay, you've mentioned the Lysol wipe thing with me, and it is troubling every time.
Okay, what's more troubling? A quick little Lysol clean or a swamp ass? Exactly. Silence from you. You'd rather me take a Lysol wipe and clean my shit up real quick than smell like I've been working all day, walking all day, sweating all day.
Don't it burn, though?
A little bit, but the burn's good. Kind of like when you eat horseradish and you get that good burn. It's kind of like when you drink Coke and you get the good burn.
It's like that song, "It feels like the first time. It feels like the very first time."
P.O.D.
P.O.D.
Great band.
Great band.
So you're not going to have that talk with me because my shit's going to be clean. Okay? But here's the deal. If I've got somebody bent over and I'm gagging with a stench.
That's disgusting.
I'm sorry. I'm stopping and I'm going to go, "What the fuck is the matter with you?
Yeah.
You didn't wash your shit before coming over? The disrespect? Put your pants on and go home. Go to the local tavern. Go anywhere but here. I don't give a f***. But get out of here." It's the disrespect for me.
Yeah, if you don't have the respect to clean yourself before someone makes you dirty, then what are you even doing in life?
Well, I'm on the opposite end of the spectrum than y'all today. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but...
You have autism?
That's beside the point. My point is that if I'm giving up my body to you, first of all, if I'm going to work all day and you hit me up for a booty call and I have the common decency to come over, I don't care how my ass smells. You're f***ing. Okay. And if your name is Alan Parcheesi or whatever your name is, first of all, if your name's Alan, be lucky anyone's f***ing you.
That's a hard take on Allens across the world.
Damn it. She's got a good point. And I never thought about that, but you got a good point.
If your name's Allen, you're lucky anybody's bending up over for you.
Yeah.
You hear that? You're lucky to get any.
Wait, how is it spelled? This is the factor. Let me see how it's spelled.
It's an A-L-A-N.
Okay, I thought it was A-L-L-E-N. I don't like the A-L-L-E-N. A-L-A-N, I do like that. That's very exotic, very European. You could even say Alan.
Oh, maybe his name is Alan Pachardo.
That sounds that ties together better.
Alan Pachardo.
Yeah.
Alan Pachardo.
Then I apologize greatly.
To Alan.
But regardless, if you know I'm at work all day, and I'm not working at, I don't know, a perfume store or a place that has showers, then expect me to be stinking and expect that, you know, you're going to get a whiff, but also expect you're going to nut.
Yeah.
You know? So don't come at me with all this, oh, you stink. I've been working all day. What do you expect?
You're not wrong. And here's the thing. Okay. Let's say roles were reversed, and he had to bend over and split that ass open. You think it's going to smell good?
What?
Think about that. Guys don't even wash their ass and balls, and they think the chick's got to be all not smelly. Bend your ass over, Alan.
I'm glad you said Alan, because I thought you were about to say Dave for a second. I don't want to do that.
I just mean hypothetically, any man. You think you're going to split over and be on all fours and have your ass wide open and it's going to smell like a bed of roses?
Well, mine smells real good, so.
How do you know?
Because I put cologne on there.
You spray cologne on your ass, but you're mad at me for using a Lysol wipe? Exactly. It don't burn when you spread your cheeks and put perfume on your asshole?
I've had to find the right one that bonds to my body right.
What is it?
Old Spice.
You put an Old Spice on your butthole? My grandpa did that.
And how long did he live for?
102. Yeah.
Old Spice gave him the spice of life, it sounds like.
Yeah. Okay, you got me there.
I'm just saying, sometimes, okay, I understand both. They burn in some ways, mm-hmm. but one, I'm just worried about, you know, your insides. There's more chemicals in that than in the deodorant. Mine's a deodorant.
Yeah.
You drink Mountain Dew. Why are you worried about chemicals?
Right.
You know what's in Mountain Dew? Antifreeze.
Right. Antifreeze. The stuff that goes in your motors.
That's the same thing that's in Mountain Dew.
Yes.
How do you think they get it that color? It's antifreeze.
It is. Did you not know this?
No, I didn't know this.
So
I've been drinking it for years, and I've never seen antifreeze in the ingredients.
Don't start talking about, oh, you're putting chemicals in your body. You're drinking Mountain Dew, and you're drinking 2 liters at a time.
2 liters at a time. Okay? And it's not going to say antifreeze on the ingredients. They're going to turn it into something else, some long word that you're not going to question. Because they can do that in the food industry. They can change ingredients to say what they want it to say.
Well, I'm glad you're bringing up ingredients.
Okay.
Because one of our big topics today that we got asked in the email was, what is the best pizza?
Mm. Okay. Between, what are we doing here?
There's only three.
Between the three.
The three.
Pizza Hut. Domino's.
Papa John's.
Okay, listen. Now, I love all three, okay, for different reasons. If I had to pick, I'm a Pizza Hut guy, okay, and hear me out. They started the stuffed crust. They were the inventors of the stuffed crust. They have the best marinara because it's sweet.
Ooh.
It's sweeter than the other two, and I like the sweet marinaras. If I'm going to dip my cheese sticks and dip my pizza in, I want it to be Pizza Hut sauce, okay? Go ahead, because I got a second and third, but are we do your first.
I'm going to go with Papa John's.
Okay.
Ooh.
And the reason I'm picking Papa John's, twofold. They always put a garlic cup in there every time.
That's right. And
a peppercini. And actually, this is threefold. Have you seen the owner of Papa John's hair?
Yes.
The curliest, greatest perm you've ever seen.
Yeah. Cool dude.
Is that the only thing you know about him?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. What about you?
I would say, man, I don't want to be cliche here and take the third option, but...
No, is that your pick, though?
Here's the thing.
So we're all different. Okay.
This is why I like Domino's. Okay.
Tell us.
I like Domino's because they acknowledged in the 90s that their pizza sucked ass. Mm. Okay. They made a whole campaign that said, hey, we know that people don't like us. Mm. And I think that's tough. I think that's some tough business right there to look someone in the face and be like, listen, I know you don't like me. And guess what? I'm changing everything about the fiber of my being, okay? Mm-hmm. They did a whole campaign resurging the ingredients in Domino's. And that's the whole reason that Papa John had to say, better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. That's the whole reason they had to come up with that slogan, was because Domino's came out, threw the gloves off, reinvented themselves, and established themselves as the number one pizza place in the world.
Okay, say something bad about Pizza Hut. Say something.
You know, it's hard because Pizza Hut has a special place in my heart because they had this program.
Go ahead. You got it.
Yeah, this program that...
I'm calling bullshit on it anyway. Tell it. Say it.
What do you mean you call bullshit on it?
When have you read?
Yeah, when have you read a book?
When did you read 30 books in the summer?
I said a program and you jump right to that?
That's the only program they had.
That's the only program.
Yeah, I was going to say book it. And yes, maybe I didn't read, but I might have bullied another kid to turn in his book report so he could get a start, and then I got his pizza. But that was a special program in my heart.
Well, what Tammy would do is she would photocopy the little certificates and take them up to the Pizza Hut.
I always got a personal pan, didn't I?
She'd go up there 3-4 times a week and say, I got another certificate. And they say, well, we only take one per summer. And I'd say,
you take her certificate. She's been reading.
She would vouch for me. I never read. And she would always, you know, they always have to have the parent sign or whatever.
Right.
And I'd go, Crystal, sign for me, you know. And she said, did you read? And I said, hell no. And she'd sign anyway.
So you were like an Ocean's 11 team before, like that was even like a popular movie.
Yeah.
And if you'd come over and say, Miss Crystal, would you sign my, I would have signed it for you.
Yeah.
Knowing darn well you ain't read nothing. No, Where the Red Fern Grows or
no
any of them books.
Mm-mm.
Picture books.
Exactly. And Pizza Hut never checked. They never triple checked that we were lying or not. And that's cool.
You think Pizza Hut thinks that all these children across the nation are reading all those books all summer? They're out riding their bikes.
Right.
They're out saying, hey, I'll show you my privates if you show me your privates.
Right.
And stuff like that.
And I was.
How what was the youngest y'all played the show me mine, show me yours game?
I think I started maybe about 7.
That's about right.
That's about statistically, that's the age, you know, mm-hmm. where children are like, my genitals are different than your genitals. Let's compare.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's all we was doing was comparing. Yeah. That's always, but we weren't reading books. We weren't. And everyone sitting there listening say, well, I read a book and I got my personal pan. No, you didn't. Okay. We're not stupid. Okay. You didn't read no book. One kid in the class actually read books.
Yeah.
His name was Alan.
Yep.
Always Alan.
And that's who I stole from so I could check mine in.
Right. Exactly.
Well, I want to go back to the pizza for
Yeah.
The reason why I think Domino sucks is because it's not an Italian name. You got Papa John's. Very Italian.
He's Italian.
Domino's, what is that, a game you play with little things? Pizza Hut. Extremely Italian. You know, they have huts in Italy.
Right.
Well, first of all,
we want authentic pizza.
Okay. It's authentic.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So take that back right now.
Well, Domino's is semi-authentic. It is.
If you had three Italian people lined up and gave them, you know, each pizza, they'd be able to identify Domino's as being non-authentic.
No, no, no. Because you know what? Because they Americanized just the name to Domino's. It's really called Domino's. Yeah.
I didn't know that. I didn't know.
You ever go to Italy? Ever go there?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever been to Italy?
I've never been there.
Yeah, I haven't either, but there is a lot of Domino's there. There's a lot of families of Domino's there.
I didn't know this.
Yeah. So
that changes it then.
Well, yeah. That's even more. That's some dude named John. Come on.
Papa.
But it's Papa.
Papa.
They always say
Papa.
Papa. Papa John. That's how they say it.
Well, if they're it's called Papa Johnna, then maybe I would agree with that.
They're not calling him John. They're not calling him Dad John. It's Papa. Okay, and that's very Italian.
A Daddy John's would be a different pizza place altogether.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time. I think Pizza Hut wins, and I think if we did a poll and had everybody comment the number one, I think Pizza Hut would win by a landslide. Trailer Tales! Men, listen up. Does your wiener go soft like our friend Dave here? Okay? Y'all know what I'm talking about. You're in the bedroom. You're making out. Maybe you're rock solid. And then, whoop, all of a sudden, it's gone. Okay? Or maybe you don't even get hard at all, like Dave.
Okay, what the hell?
Used to.
That's not even on the paper. Why do you keep looping me into this?
Well,
because I never get soft. You know why? Because I use Joy Mode.
Exactly.
And this stirs in. They're little packets. They stir between 6 to 8 ounces of water. And within 45 minutes, you're ready to go. You're ready to take her to Pound Town.
Oh, yeah, baby. Pound Town. It's like a, you know, pre-workout for your dingus.
Yeah. It gets your blood flowing. Okay? It gets the blood flowing to the right spots, if you know what I'm saying.
And it's small enough to put in your wallet, take it on the go.
That's all you need. Put it in a little bit of water, drink it, maybe wait, I don't know, 45 minutes or something, and boom, baby, you're ready for a rock solid evening. No more disappointments.
Joy Mode is essential for any bedroom.
And you can go to usejoymode.com/trailer and get 20% off with code trailer at checkout. That's 20% off and
free shipping
with code trailer at usejoymode.com/trailer.
We're sick of y'all going soft. We're sick of having to finish ourselves off. Do something for yourself and for your partner.
Don't be like Dave.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't be like me.
No, come on, man.
Great sex solved naturally. Joy Mode.
Happy nutting. And I think Papa John's would come in second because I love their little butters, little butter cups, and I love the cheese sticks from Papa John's.
You ever hang with somebody that's like, they're like, I don't want the garlic butter. I don't want the peppuccine. You can have it. And I'm like, you're an idiot.
That's the best part.
It's the best part. It's the best, as the French say, accoutrement. Mm-hmm.
It's the best accoutrement. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't want the, I'll say, oh, because I've got all my stack of garlic butters. You know, I got to have a stack of them. I'm like, hey, you going to eat that garlic butter? And they say no. Get the hell out of my fucking house. How can you eat pizza and not have a garlic butter or a side of marinara with it?
You think Italians are going around sitting there refusing a garlic cup? They're not.
You think Italians are not dipping their pizza in ranch?
You think Italians are scared of vampires? The question is no, because they're constantly warding them off with the garlic.
Exactly. Exactly. Damn, y'all got me wanting a pizza now.
Well, let me ask y'all this. How many pizza restaurants have you gone to that had a salad bar?
Yeah. Okay.
Answer with that. Egg, squares of ham. Sunflower seeds.
Cottage cheese.
Peaches.
Jello squares. And I was originally Papa John's, but I'm changing it to Pizza Hut because they had a salad bar.
Yeah. Oh, did Domino's have a salad bar in the 90s? Oh, let me remember. No, they didn't.
In fact, Domino's didn't even have a walk-in restaurant. They had an order-only restaurant.
Well, guess what? I'm changing my answer to Pizza Hut.
Yes!
That's for once we...
May we never disagree to on anything as long as we stay friends. And we won't get angry ever,
no matter what. Pizza Hut on three. One, two, three. Pizza Hut!
Is this the first episode where we all agreed on it?
I think so.
I think it is. And I'm glad you came to your senses. I knew you'd get there. I knew you'd get there because you love Pizza Hut. So I knew that was a close call.
I had to work it out.
Can I be completely honest with y'all? Completely honest.
Go ahead.
Because this is like what we call an open space, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Open legs, open space. Yeah.
I think
with legs wide open.
Yeah.
Under the sunlight.
Stick your finger in
and tell me that I'm tight
with legs wide open. Sorry, go ahead.
Under the sheets. Welcome to my house. I'll make you both my spouse.
You should really start writing songs.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Do you think that we should incorporate music eventually on this show?
Oh, of course.
I think so.
Okay.
I think if we have a topic we're talking about, we should write a little jingle or a little song and get on here and sing it. Have maybe a little ukulele.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or something like that.
We could definitely consider doing something with that.
I know. I think we should. In the future, most definitely.
Would y'all like to see that? Maybe leave a comment or something? Because, like we said, with the rhythms and the allergies and stuff like that, it does help us if you leave a comment and those likes. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What I was going to say, if I'm being completely honest, I kind of wanted to choose Pizza Hut at the beginning, but since you said it first, I was like, shit, I got to be different.
Wow. So you tried to manipulate.
Don't say that.
Well, why couldn't you just agree with me?
Because I...
Why was that a bad thing?
Well, just because I wanted to be different. I didn't want to be like, oh, I'm just on the Tammy bandwagon over here.
Okay.
Being a yes ma'am.
Okay, I see what you mean.
But our viewers are going to see that and say,
yeah,
you guys said you're transparent and authentic, and that's not being authentic.
Well, I'm being authentic now.
Okay.
That's
I
right.
felt bad about it.
There's always redemption. You're right.
Yeah. What do the Catholics call it? Penance?
Oh, no.
Penance? Or you could go to confession.
Confessional.
And say, forgive me, Father, for I've sinned. I wanted to choose Pizza Hut, Lord, but I chose Domino's because I wanted to be cool. And end up in the end choosing Pizza Hut. And then the priest will say.
As soon as I remembered book it, mm-hmm. It was over.
Yeah.
Over. Yeah.
Name a better pizza program. There's not one.
Can't.
There ain't one.
Can't.
There's not one. I've never been in one of those little priest boxes, but Crystal has.
I have.
Lots.
Really?
And I've always wanted to go in one and just talk to him and see what's up. And Crystal's been, she'll just go in there. She doesn't even go to church. Well, you do go to church, but not the Catholic church. But she'll just go in there and just go talk to him.
And there's the thing with the confessionals is there's two places. You can either go sit face to face with the priest, or you can have a screen for privacy. And I always choose a screen, and the priest, you know what he always says? Mm. Welcome back, Miss Crystal. He smells my perfume.
Yeah.
Really?
Smells my perfume, hears my voice, and knows it's me.
Just knows it's you.
And sometimes I'll go in there and I'll do like this. Hello, I'm coming to say my sins.
He goes,
hello, welcome back, Miss Crystal. He knows it's me.
He knows you even when
he
you
knows
do the
me.
Maybe you should go in with one of those voice changer things. From like Home Alone.
That's
Remember
a good
that?
Idea.
Going
He'd
with one
still
of those.
Know. He'd still know. He'd say, what'd you do this week, Crystal? Suck guy? Some guy off of the back of the Dollar General? I'd say, yes. He'll start naming all my sins. And then every couple of weeks, I'll add a new sin or a new atrocity that I've done.
Does he ever tell you not to do them? Or does he just sit there?
Well, he doesn't say to not do them, but he says, you know the Lord discourages giving, he doesn't say blowjobs, fellatio to men behind Dollar General, say a Hail Mary. You know, he'll tell me to say a prayer for it. He never says, don't do that.
Because he's probably doing it too.
But he's probably doing it, and also he knows that I have free will, and if he tells me not to do something, I'm going to do it even more.
Right.
I'll suck two guys off at the Dollar General.
And I know you will. But, and I know you will.
It's great. I love to go to confession because then I can be wiped clean and start anew.
Yeah, start anew as soon as you leave.
I just want you to do that Home Alone voice thing at some point. He that asks would, you for like an offering or something, and then you're like,
credit card, you got it.
And he'd say, welcome back, Miss Crystal. Or he'd not recognize me, and then he'd start hearing my sins, and you know, with the voice changer, and go, that sounds like Miss Crystal's sins.
Yeah.
I want you to try to do the voice in the confessional, like, confess a sin, but with that deep voice, and see if he could pick up on it.
Right, you want me to do it right now?
Yeah.
Do it right now. You be the priest.
Okay. Okay. How long has it been since your last conviction?
Hello, it's been 2 weeks since my last conviction.
Okay.
Is that the right voice?
Not really.
Why was the voice sound again?
Do you remember Home Alone? When Kevin McAllister's on the phone and he's ordering cheese pizza?
I'm not a big movie guy.
Really?
She's not.
The Talk Boy? You remember that?
I don't. I was too busy taking care of Tammy. I didn't have time to watch movies in the 90s.
Well, it wasn't on in the background when you were watching Tammy?
She didn't like watching them movies neither.
Nope, I didn't like it. I didn't like those movies when I was a kid.
She liked good movies like
Simon Birch.
Simon Birch. She
loves
Simon Birch.
That's one of the saddest damn movies I've ever seen in my entire life.
I had it on repeat.
Titanic. She loved that one.
That says a lot about your character.
I would take out the cassette, rewind it, restart it. As soon as it would end, I'd rewind it, put it back in, restart it.
She wore that thing out so much, I had to get one of those separate rewind machines. And she had to start rewinding it in the machine because she's wearing the cassette and the VCR out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that scene where he accidentally kills his mom?
Of course. Yeah.
How could you watch that over and over as one of your favorite movies?
Oh, I watched it. I watched it every day. I'd have it on 20 times a day.
Do you remember that scene when he is swimming underwater to save kids in the bus?
Of course. It's the best movie of all time, Simon Birch.
Mm-hmm.
The best movie of all time.
Actually, we owned it on Laserdisc before VCR.
You got the high quality edition of Simon Birch on Laserdisc?
Then we had the VCR tape, and then, guess what? DVD.
Mm-hmm. One Christmas, I got a brand new DVD player.
Yep.
Had five DVD. It was a DVD changer.
Uh-huh. One of those nice ones.
And crystal clear. It was crystal clear.
Uh-huh.
Not like me. It was crystal clear.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
Oh, you could see right through it.
She rewind that part where he saved them kids 100 times, and she'd say, he did it. He did it. Like, it was like the first time every time she watched it. Mm-hmm. He did it.
Yep. Greatest movie of all time, Simon Birch. Greatest movie of all time.
Better than Godfather.
Not even in comparison. Yeah. No comparison. Not even close. Yes. And if y'all have never seen the movie Simon Birch, damn it, get your shit together.
Let's just say it's a little bit of a deep cut, but worth the cut.
Well, you already told them what it's about, if they've never seen it. Oh, you remember the scene where he saves all the kids? Oh, you remember the scene where he kills his mom? They already know about it. Good one. Pretend y'all didn't hear none of that, and go watch Simon Birch.
Name another movie where a little child...
Oh, sorry,
is the main character. You can't.
Name another movie where a child is the main character. I'll wait.
You can't.
Look what he's doing. Trying to flip me off naturally like he's not... He's doing this.
What? I had an eyebrow itch.
Then use this finger.
Use the pointer finger like a normal person.
Okay.
And if you're going to flip me off, fucking do it.
I just had an itch.
All right, scratch it. Ooh.
What? Okay, fine.
Fuck you!
Fuck you! Saying Simon Birch is the greatest movie of all time.
Okay, what's the greatest movie of all time? If it's not Simon Birch, what is it? Go ahead.
Snow Dogs.
No.
Cuba Gooding Jr.?
No. Who?
Cuba Gooding Jr.?
No, it's not Snow Dogs. It's Simon Birch.
Have you ever seen Snow Dogs?
Yes, I've seen Snow Dogs. I've masturbated to it twice. It's not the greatest movie of all time. Simon Birch is. Sit there and say it's Snow Dogs.
Can we comment below, please? I think we're going to need to see in the comments who the better movie is.
Between Simon Birch and Snow Dogs, which is better? Simon Birch is going to win by a landslide.
Is Snow Dogs about like those dogs that run races?
Yeah.
Hmm. So you like animal abuse then, huh?
She got you there.
You think them dogs are having fun pulling sleds?
Fine. Okay, here's a real competitor. The Sandlot.
Hey, I'll give you that. That's a good one.
Sandlot versus Simon Birch.
You can't switch it on
me
now.
Why can't I? Yeah, drink your juice.
I'm drinking apple juice.
Yeah, drink it.
She is.
I just did.
Yeah, drink it.
She is.
I'll do it again right now.
Yeah, do it again.
You tell her to do something, she's going to do it harder.
Yeah, drink that apple juice. You know what? I'm sorry for my actions. That really got out of hand real quick. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like the person that I became just now.
Sometimes I don't like the person I become when talking about movies. But Simon Birch is the best movie of all time. On the count of three, say Simon Birch. One, two, three. Simon Birch.
Man, I want to say something, but man.
Say it.
Just say it.
You kind of tricked me on that one a little bit. But you did it with the pact, and I couldn't not say it.
I manipulated you.
And that's called a full circle moment right there.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, we have full manipulation.
Sometimes you got to manipulate to get what you want.
And it's okay for women to manipulate. Because historically, for hundreds and thousands of years, women have been manipulated. So guess what? It's your turn now, fellas.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm doing it in a nice way. It's okay to do if it's in a nice way. You know what I mean? We were doing our little thing.
That's how girls always are like, you look cute in that dress. That girl does not look cute in that dress.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't say that, though. If you look cute in the dress, I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to say it if you don't.
But do you disagree with me that a lot of women do that to other women?
Yeah, it's called holding women up.
Yeah.
It's called supporting women. Just because you don't think a dress looks nice doesn't mean another woman don't think that dress looks nice.
Right.
Because you got bad taste in dresses.
Mm-hmm.
We're lifting women up. We're not tearing them down.
Yeah, lift people up. Lift people up. Okay, mm-hmm. Make them feel good. Say nice things to people. Be good. Be good people.
Mm-hmm. And if you like lifting people up, say it in the comments. Say, I like lifting people up.
That's all you got to put. I like lifting people up. Just comment that. And we go through. We read all the comments. We read all the emails.
We don't got no producer.
No, we don't.
We just have a funder. Okay?
We have a funder. He stays silent. He stays in the background. We do everything here. We read the emails. We do all the podcast stuff. Okay, we don't have a team full of people, you know, working on things. It's us. Mm-hmm. We are the team.
We're the team,
and we're a great team.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
I think we are.
Wonderful team, and I'm loving this podcast.
And behind the scenes, there's nothing but love.
No,
that is true. That is true.
Nothing, not a lot of love making.
No.
Well, we're trying to change that.
But for some reason, put a mic in our hands and we start fighting.
I know. You know what I think it is? I think we've seen so much reality TV at this point that we think that that's what we're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And sometimes y'all get a rise out of me and I get a rise out of you. And that's what happens.
Yeah. And the people love it. The people love seeing the rises. They do.
The rises and the falls.
I love it when you make me rise.
Damn, y'all set you up for that one.
Yeah, set up and spike.
I set you up for that one.
With legs wide open.
Yep.
Under the sunlight.
Put your finger in me
and say that it's so tight.
With legs wide open. God, I love Creed.
Yeah. Creed is solid.
I thought that was a POD song.
What? Now, that's a Creed. That's a Creed.
That's Creed.
No, that's Creed.
That's Creed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a POD song.
Yeah.
That is a Creed song.
Sounds like POD to
me. I can see.
I can see the similarities.
Yeah. I can see where you'd get confused on that, but that is Creed.
Yeah.
A lot of the same chords.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh,
a lot
true.
Of C chord, G chord.
See, we should be doing music if you know your chords, girl.
I know a lot of chords.
Oh, Crystal knows her chords. She knows how to sing. She knows music. She knows music.
Well.
She's a great singer.
Something for y'all to look forward to. We're already out of time.
Wow. I had a wonderful time.
Ow.
On this week's Trailer Tales.
Yeah. And guess what? This is a regular thing. We do this every week. So come back next week. Tell a friend about it. Make sure you hit that bell for notifications when you subscribe to us. And
please.
You already commented a bunch and you already liked it a bunch. So we're already halfway there. So we love y'all very much. And yeah, we'll see you next week.
All right. See y'all next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hell yeah. Trailer.